Given the current daf, Masechet Baba Kama daf Chav beginning on basic and says Mazda because the Gemara ho is honest, but Lamaisa he's getting pleasure, and if not for this courtyard, he would have had to rent another one. So statistics explains says a full man the Amar Perikam the Baba Asa even according to the one who holds in the first Perikam Baba Asa be based in the base. Koyif and Oisam Midas Sedoim. What do you mean? We force a person regarding the attribute of Sedoim. But even Leachad Mitzra. So, mean to say, like the question that Tosis is bothered by, is that if you're not losing anything, and the person's having a no, why wouldn't you let the person know that's a sedem type of attribute? So how could you obligate him? So Tosis here it's different. It's not true because mean the same is different as Tosis goes to explain that's only once the person is having benefit. But in the first place, do not let someone come and live in your house, even though you're not technically losing anything. And therefore, once he does violate that, and he does come, so then you could obligate him in the payment. Now, Lamanda Mahasim, according to the one that says, now, according to the opinion that's mentioned over there, in other words, something that's considered of a high value. And the reason Mishum the Dama Lamaine Chaveira Mitchil Lod Vabesai, that's because, yeah, over there you're not going to be obligated, because it's like stopping someone from living in your house. Balhachab says this over here. Kvardar already lived. So in other words, says that basically you could say the opposite. Also, you could say to the contrary that actually you would be chayiv to pay, even though over there and the Gemara makes it sound like that. No, you could say that this is something precious to me. Here, you would say that, to the contrary, that once the person's already living over here, so at this point, he could tell him, like, hey, what did I make you lose? Because I was already here, versus initially. What do you do with the case of the friend that stuck someone else's food down in his throat? The duration of the narrative says, beginning and asks, who's the base? Question is, why is the one who's eating liable, but then ends up this is considered, yeah, he has having benefit when he finally swallows it, but the other guy who owns the meat is not losing Shem Hoy Mavsik, because if the guy would spit it up, he's in the mess, anyways, it would be ruined. Shem Hoy is not worth anything anyway, so why didn't you say it's Zen and Zen Lechasa? If Shem says what you can say, it's not comparable at all, why? Hoy Lenen and Machamas Achisaren, ultimately, he is having benefit because of the loss, Shahi Mitchila, that was in the beginning. Right, not the time that he's swallowing, but it's coming due to the fact that it was that loss once was forced into his throat. Midabad etnan, as we find someone that the Mishnah says, if the animal's eating from the street, Mashal Mashanendis, it has to pay what the benefit is, where Dali Isul Machayev, for the chewing, you can't create a liability. That's Shem Mishasram that you exempt. But it tells you to explain, but El Nos Meir Machayev, the liability is only for the benefit of the stomach that it's full. Now, even though once it's already chewed and it can spit up, it's not going to be worth anything. So you see that ultimately that we could still consider that as a Zeh Chaser on some level, and therefore you're going to be Chayev Mashanana. Next test, Matam Zigmochav, Kurim Afkalahu. That he made a Hafkir, which says it qualifies. Look, I'm not totally, because it can never be the case. Then the film Mashanan is Limashan, then even with the benefit, you wouldn't have to pay because it's Hafkir. El Mishash, it just means. Only gives up hope from it, just somebody thinks, look, she's kalkamach b'sharam deus malayim, that ultimately it's going to get ruined anyways because everyone's going to step on it. Actually, well, it's may mashanenis, and that is not going to get any value, and therefore it's ella, some add on the girsa over here, only mashanenis, you know, so therefore it's not chay for the hazik, but there is hana that you owe him for that loss. Next, this master begins the gemara, at geram t'li akev yisera. That he tells the middle, the inner guy, he says, look, you caused me, that's why there is some type of a chasr over here. You caused me a greater neat defense. Now, Mitzvah Pesach Kunjas Mashma, from Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like the Ma'ari, that he's talking about Begedr Shabbat Sadele Sadeh Nikav, that he had to have a whole new level of offense, not just around, but also from within, between him and the guy on the inside. And that's his claim of the law. So that's difficult because the hechachash of lay zen and ain chaser. How could he consider that if this guy is benefiting, this guy not losing? What do you mean? The whole purpose of that fence was only to separate between him and the fields of the nikiv. So how are you actually qualifying this as a ain chaser? But moreover, the havelay lemei, the gemara should have said, "Ad tekadam tili kol zahekiv." You caused me an entire enclosure. That can't be saying rasa, but saying extra enclosure, mashma shkar mil harbe, sounds like he's coming to increase it, but based on Rashi, it's not increasing, it's the whole fencing. El niram, rather it seems, she mibachutz, it's talking about from the outside, salv ladal ruches hikiv, that from the outside of the four directions that he had to surround, the kev yisera, what's the extra fencing? Because there's a field in the middle, which takes up space, so the perimeter was even bigger, and therefore, that's what he's telling him, that you there is a loss because of you. If the nikev gets up, Tosi says, mishnah, in the order of the mishnah, loigis in behedya, it's not explicitly that it was the nikev, is going according to the version that's brought up by the Babast of Dalma Beis, the Koya Nikiv that is going to the Nikiv, that's a Daikocha, that's what the Gemara is going according to that interpretation. That begins the Gemara, time of the Nikiv. Sounds like, oh, because it was a Nikiv, Hamakiv, Potter, if the Makiv did it, didn't be Potter. Which, Tay says, Vafilav abundantly pleading now, well, what are you bringing from one opinion? The Rabban would disagree. No, they don't disagree. It's only because he could tell him, like the Gemara just said before. But if not for that point, then seemingly they would agree to what we're saying here with this other opinion. Then there's a bit of to say, now, what's this case of what we're saying regarding the Nikiv? Like Tay says, he says, Ve'ezen and Mezalichas apater. But if he's saying, as Igmar is proving from the Makiv, that if he's having benefit, in this case, not losing his potus, and a follow on the Nikiv Nami. I mean, the Dik, we understand, but then what's the actual Allah itself of the Nikiv? Even if he does it also, it's still sending him as a lechasa, so he should be potter. He says, no, Shani Amin Nikiv, it's different when the Nikiv himself does it, the guy who's being surrounded. Because the Golay Daite, he's obviously revealing his intention, that he was pleased with those expenses. And you can't compare it to the case of when the guy just squats in another person's field. Wasn't revealing that he was okay with it, only when it's free. But here, where he understands his expenses, therefore, that's why we're going to obligate him when he himself does it. Which tries to bother, so what do you do with the Rabbanan? He says, no, but the Rabbanan, they don't disagree. It's only because they hold that the first floor is obligated to the second floor. But if not for that, they would agree with the opinion of Yehuda. Next test, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, that then he committed Me'ila, the Gizber. Now, Perkam the Chagig, in the first place, Chagig, the Yom Beis Parach, the Gemara asked, Mechti, let's see. Migzal Kozli, he's stealing these items from Hekdash. So Malihu Mali Chaveh. What's the difference if it's him or if he gives it to his friend? Mishnah Gemara answers. Bavnei Binyan, we're talking about the stones of the structure, Masuchas LeGizbaskin, that's given over to the Gizber, and therefore it's always been in his domain. So the fact that he gives it over to someone else, then it's Meil. But he himself, it's not going to be Meil. Then it says, we're going to say, Mekamakam Lema, but still there should be Meilah, because that Meskab and Likness, ultimately his intention, even if he was by himself or himself, his intention was to acquire it. The film on the Ma'im coin, the one that says, that when someone's watching something and he stretches out his hand to use it, it needs to have some type of a loss. That's only when he's not intending to acquire the whole thing, but if he does, then you would be chayv, so the same thing should be meant for Me'ila. But someone says, what you can say is, no, they know the Ma'il. The person does not commit Me'ila, il meskam leitzim reshus mishahu, only when he's intending to take it out from the domain. Here he thinks it's his. Now, however, when he gives it to his friend, now that is inevitably taking out of the domain, and therefore then he would be chayv. Next, this master begins the Gemara, Ravush nicha pi aruba. This is the one where he put it in the skylight. Picture coin, just Rashi explained, meaning that delay cover bebinyan. If you did not establish it, and you did not make it permanent in the structure, the Lahabashina, where it's, you didn't really change the item itself, the beam. So, Kuchlimo, that's why it's not Me'ila, Chir, the Tachtel, until you actually live beneath it. But that's Taisa, but it's a wonder, because Kikab and Nami, even if you do establish it into the structure, like Kani, you still have not acquired it, and it should still require Yod, the Tachtel, Shabbat, because the Shinachet, Lab Yasu, this is a change that could go back to its original form. If someone steals a bar of gold or silver from his friend, but of these zuz, he makes coins of it. Like Kohen Bishin, it's not Kohen Bishin. Might what's reason? You can make it. You can melt it back down again. Here's where the beam being put into the structure. You can take it back out. So there's wonders why would it have to be by the ruba? Why is it different if you cover it? Still should record. It still is not a kinyan, and therefore it should also only be atcha d'tachta. That he just wasn't paying attention to this teaching of Shmuel. And Tosafot actually points out, Shmuel asked Mahadabay. Shmuel himself actually also retracted from this teaching. So definitely that would go well with the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't agreeing, he just wasn't paying attention.